Petroleum refineries, large vessels, and producers of HCFCs are facing new regulations, but at least a new leak detection method can be used in the fight to save the environment. Our never-ending battle continues this week in the pollution control industry.
This podcast is brought to you by RemTech Summit 09, the inaugural remediation summit dedicated to the vigorous exchange of ideas on environmental remediation science and technology.
Back from Montreal, EPA is ready to take the next step in controlling hydrochlorofluorocarbon, or HCFC, emissions. The proposed rule would decrease the consumption and production of HCFCs for the years 2010-2014. Consumption and production will be reduced by at least 75% in 2010. As a party to the Montreal Protocol on substances that deplete the ozone layer, the U.S. will completely phase out HCFCs in 2030. EPA said it will accept comments on the proposed rule for 60 days after publication in the Federal Register. About 40 national rules had to be adjusted, but EPA on Monday issued a final amendment to the leak detection and repair requirements, allowing the use of optical gas imaging technology to locate emission leaks. The leaks are displayed on a video screen similar to the way night vision goggles are used to show the heat signature of objects. This amendment provides requirements for using the new technology. However, facilities must continue to use existing approved work practices to detect leaks. Coming up, EPA is seeking comments on a proposal to change how petroleum refineries control flaring. And it's finally time to control discharges from large vessels, after a word from our sponsor.
This podcast is brought to you by RemTech Summit 09, the inaugural remediation summit dedicated to the vigorous exchange of ideas on environmental remediation science and technology. Learn about the latest cutting-edge developments within the environmental science and remediation field from the world's leading experts within the academia, regulatory, industry, and environmental consulting communities.
EPA announced on Tuesday it is seeking comments on its new technical amendments to the June 24, 2008 New Source Performance Standards for Petroleum Refineries. The proposed amendments would require refineries to monitor the amount of excess gas and sulfur to be burned off in a process known as flaring. If a refinery relies upon flaring more than expected, the facility would be required to take corrective action. This proposal is in response to requests for reconsideration of the final standards, the agency said. EPA said it will accept comments on the proposal for 45 days after its publication in the Federal Register, expected today. If they don't have one already, vessels over 79 feet need to get a permit and get it fast. A new general permit will control releases of 26 types of discharges from vessels operating in U.S. waters. Beginning today, approximately 61,000 domestically flagged commercial vessels and 8,000 foreign flagged vessels will need to comply with the permit EPA announced on Thursday. As a result of a court ruling, vessel owners and operators who have previously been exempt from Clean Water Act requirements for the last 35 years will now require a permit. The permit covers non-recreational vessels 79 feet in length or longer, such as cruise ships or oil and cargo tankers, but excludes fishing vessels of any length unless they discharge ballast water. This is Seth Fisher with Pollution Engineering Magazine. On behalf of Pollution Engineering and RemTech 09, we wish you a happy holiday and thank you for listening.
We invite you to join us on March 3rd through the 5th, 2009 in Atlanta, Georgia for the inaugural RemTech Summit. Visit www.remtech09.com to learn more.